When a developer bought a large affordable housing complex in Nashville's Edge Hill neighborhood, residents worried they might lose their homes. And they had good reason. Across the city, developers are buying up buildings, remodeling them, and raising the rents. But before that could happen, these residents banded together, formed a tenants' union, and asked the buyer to talk. And much to their surprise, the new owner agreed. WPLN's Mariba Knight reports.
In October, Elmington Capital, which manages nearly 1,000 low-income apartments in the region, purchased the park at Hillside for $20 million. That's where Tangela Bratton lives.
Oh, here we are, home sweet home. My little humble abode.
It's a sprawling 290-unit complex where many residents, like Bratton, pay their rent with the help of a Section 8 voucher. And she worried about the change of ownership.
I've been homeless for a long time. I slept on a lot of couches all over the city. And it's almost like thinking back to those days, going back to that.
So she and a number of other tenants decided to mobilize. They wanted to air their worries and get some sort of guarantee that they'd be able to stay. And Elmington agreed to meet.
It was a welcome surprise to me, because it was like unheard of to me. Like, what? They really want to hear, you know, what we have to say.
So about 30 residents came together and drafted a letter. It has more than a dozen requests, ranging from keeping rent low to establishing a tenant-operated child care facility. Residents say they don't expect to get everything, but they're optimistic. In a statement to WPLN, Elmington said they welcome the meetings and are committed to working with the tenants. Those helping with negotiations know they're dealing with a private developer with its eye on the bottom line. Austin Sauerbry works with Homes for All Nashville, the tenant organizing group.
But unlike many developers, they at least have opened the opportunity for residents to come to the table.
The lawyers and tenants' rights advocates say they've never worked on anything quite like this, where a group of residents negotiate with an incoming developer about the future of the complex. For resident Fatima Hakam, whose rent is also subsidized with a government voucher, she worried about finding another safe and affordable neighborhood.
Would we have somewhere to live? Not just how much would it be, but would we have somewhere to live?
Hakam is a widow raising Amira, her 3-year-old daughter.
And we live at home.
Okay. And it's our home?
Yes, it is our home.
She's sure Elmington's plan is to eventually tear the complex down and rebuild it. But today, Hakam is more hopeful that if that happens, she'll have a say in how it's done. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Mariba Knight.